Hallelujah. Good morning. It's good to know that I heard from the Lord again. That first song this morning, when we just came into His presence. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. I titled the lesson today, "Together with Jesus, We Can Handle Anything." I've noticed through the prayer chain and the things that are going on that there's a lot of difficulties in our lives, and you know, it seems like that's one of the things that goes along with the Christian life is difficulties come, things come that we have no control over, and a lot of that is to strengthen us, to build us up, so that we can learn to trust God wholeheartedly, just in everything that we do. Sometimes those difficulties last for not just hours, but days or weeks or months. And we have to, there's scriptures that talk about how we can learn to handle these things and let God have them and not pull them into ourselves and worry about it, but just to learn, just to let Him do it. So we're going to be looking at some of those today. I got it right out of I've started back through my, I have a Sarah Young Jesus Listens, and I started back through that this year. I've got probably 7 or 8 different daily devotionals at home that I keep going back and using again and again, because some of them are so good. And this is one of them that's each day is a prayer that I pray to the Father, and that Sarah has put out 365 days of them, and I just really enjoy them. And so that's where I got the thoughts for today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get into the lesson. Father, we thank You. Thank You that You love us. Thank You, Father, that You care for us and that we can cast all of our cares on You because You care for us. Hallelujah. So Father, as we look at Your word today, just ask You to speak to each heart, Lord, minister to each one of us as we share in this time together. It's just good to be in Your presence, Lord. And so I thank You for setting the stage for what You have to bring today, in Jesus' name. Amen. So when I first saw the chairs like this all facing into the center, I thought, this is pretty cool. It's like having campfire with Jesus. He's like got His campfire here in the middle of us all, and we're all just sitting around the campfire with Him. And I thought, how neat that is, just to have that kind of a setting. I like it. I don't expect it to stay this way because Julie likes to shift stuff around all the time, but I like it. I really enjoy this. And I thought, you know, I just think about when I see us all facing right here to the middle, that we're just kind of at having a campfire with Jesus, just sitting down, talking with Him, and sharing life with the Father. So I want to begin today in my devotional book. It's for January the 10th, so it actually was one of my devotions this week. And it says, "Please, dear Jesus, please help me learn to appreciate difficult days." And I looked at that and I thought, how can we appreciate difficult days? Why would I want to appreciate a difficult day or a difficulty in my life? So let's go on. Being stimulated by the challenges I encounter rather than becoming distressed. So it's how we look at the difficulty. It's how we look at it. It's do we let it stimulate us to overcome the challenge, or do we get distressed about it and get uptight, fly off the handle sometimes, get angry? So I journey through rough terrain with You. I gain confidence from knowing that together we can handle anything. And this knowledge is based on three blessings, and these are the three things that I'm going to center on today. It says, your presence continually with me. So this is one of the things that it's based on. This knowledge that we have that Jesus is in control of our lives, this knowledge that we have that He wants what's best for us, and He wants to bring us through this difficulty without stress in our lives. I had to think of the verses that Paul wrote that I'm content in every situation I'm in, and I'm not at that spot yet. But I want to get there. I want to get to that spot where I'm content no matter what circumstance is going on. I'm content because Jesus is holding my hand, taking me through that situation. Because He's there with us in every difficulty that we have. The second one is the Bible's precious promises. And we've, both of us have had sermons on His promises. And the Word of God is full of promises that He's going to take care of us, that He loves us. Just all kinds of good promises in His Word. And the third thing is my past experiences of coping successfully by depending on You. And you can probably all think of a difficulty in your life where you came through it with the Lord's help and everything was all right in the end of it. I'll share one of those. I could share a lot of them, of my experiences with you today, but eventually I'm going to share just probably one of them with you. But let's begin with His presence is continually with us. For that, I want to go to Psalms 102. So if you would just turn with me in the Word to back to Psalms. 102, 23 through 28. And this is a Psalm of David. Nope, that's one. That is Psalms 101. This is a prayer of an afflicted man when he is faint and pours out his lament before the Lord. So this is not necessarily a Psalm of David. It's a prayer of an afflicted man. And in verse 23, he says, in the course of my life, He broke my strength. He cut short my days. So I said, do not take me away, O my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all generations. In the beginning, You laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Your hands. They will perish, but You will remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like clothing. You will change them, and they will be discarded. But You remain the same, and Your years will never end. The children of Your servants will live in Your presence. Your descendants will be established before You. So, these verses talk about being in the presence of God. He's not going to change. He is going to be the same right on through life. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. So He doesn't change. And we can count on Him to be the same. We can count on Him to take us through the troubled spots, whether it's a daily thing, a weekly thing, or whether it's all year. He will bring us through. I didn't go back to Job. When I think of difficulty, I always think of Job, because his life was full of difficult things there in that in the book of Job, and God brought him through all of them. And actually, it says his end was better than his beginning. So we just have to learn to figure out how to cope with it, how to allow God to bring us through. And then over in Isaiah chapter 41, Isaiah 41, beginning at verse 8. It says, "But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend," and that includes all of us. We're all descendants of Abraham because we've been adopted into God's family. So we're all Abraham's descendants. So this is talking to us today. It says, "I took you from the ends of the earth. From its farthest corners, I called you. I said, 'You are my servant.' I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand." He takes hold of our hand and holds our hand. "And says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" So, and if you want to go on, that whole chapter is good. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it would take too long, too much time to go through everything that there is that talks about the presence, His presence continually with us. So these few verses here are some others that talk about His presence. I loved it when we started with that song this morning, just because I knew that that was part of the message for today. And it's neat how God always syncs the music with the message. I like that. It's awesome. The second thing then, and as I said, there's a lot of other verses that go along with this. I'm not going to go through all of them. The second thing is the Bible's precious promises. And in that, I want to go to Philippians chapter 4. There's just, Philippians chapter 4 has a bunch of them. Ephesians has a lot of His promises in it as well. It's full of it. But Ephesians chapter, or Philippians chapter 4, and beginning with verse 4. Reading down through 7 to start with. 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." I've talked about this before, that praise, rejoicing, defeats the enemy. And so some of the difficulties that come against us are from the enemy. Some of them God brings our way to strengthen us, to teach us that we can trust Him. It says in verse 5, "Let your gentleness be evident to all." So kindness and gentleness is important in our lives. "The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So, as we enter into a difficult time, that's the best time to go to Him and ask for help. It's to go to Him, turn it over, just give it to Him. I've told you about some of the things in our lives with our children that finally we had to give our children to the Lord. We had to say, "Father, do what it takes to turn them back to you." That's a hard thing to say as a parent. It was hard for me to say because I thought sure that I could take care of the problem. Well, it went on and on and on, and the Lord finally convinced me that I can't take care of the problem, that He has to do it. So Patsy and I finally gave it to Him, said, "Lord, you do what we can't do. We can't fix this. And so it was just within a few weeks, and it was a time when Jesse was drinking, and just within a few weeks he got picked up with a DUI, and it changed his life. And we had been talking to him about it for months. We knew the problem was there. We knew that it was going on. And so we had been talking to him about it for months and nothing happened. But finally, when we said, "Lord, we can't do it. You take this one and take care of it for us," God did that. And he'll do that for you as well. When you finally realize that without him, we're nothing. But all things are possible with Jesus. All things are possible. And so he finally took care of that for us. So if we go on down now in Philippians, here's these verses I was talking about that Paul says down in verse 11. He says, "I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." Verse 13 is a special verse. "I can do everything through him who gives me strength." So we can do everything with Jesus. Doesn't matter what the difficulty is, how hard it seems, or what's going on in our lives. If we'll allow Jesus to take the wheel, instead of trying to drive ourselves, if we'll allow him to take control and do it, then I can do everything through him who strengthens me. And then in the last part of chapter 4 here in verses 19 and 20, it says, "My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." So, as you can see, Philippians chapter 4 is full of God's promises, full of verses that talk about him going through it with us, taking us through. these verses 11 through 13 there, where we can learn to be happy even no matter what the circumstance, whether we're in need or whether we have plenty. The best example that I have of that, in 2013, I a lot of you were here going to church with us at that time. I fell off a roof, a two-story house. We were putting steel on, a piece came up with steel with ice on it, and I slipped off and landed on a patio chair on a brick patio. God broke my fall with a chair. Anyway, saved me from death, because by landing on the chair, this whole side, of course, was broken and messed up and bruised, and I broke my pelvis in the process. And I was laying there on the bricks, and I told him, I said, "Just leave me lay here." I said, "Something's broken. I'm not sure what, but I've had broken bones before, and I can feel that something's broken." So the medics came to lift me onto the gurney, and I told him, I said, I was awake and aware. I was talking to them, and they just figured apparently that nothing's wrong with me since I could talk to them. Well, so they just grabbed me by my coveralls like this, picked me up, and set me on the gurney. It worked. So I was now on the gurney, and we went to Guy into the ER, and they checked, of course, x-rayed, and found the pelvis was broken. And so ended up going to Grant to have surgery done to fix it. And the doctor there told me, and that was another waiting process. Grant is a trauma center, as you all know. I get there it was a Friday. Actually, it was Friday the 13th, December the 13th. So I always think about Friday the 13th, or December the 13th, whenever it comes around. And We had another Friday the 13th this year on December 13th. So I was, that never has been a superstition of mine, by the way, but everybody, that's, a lot of people will not mess with number 13. To me, it's nothing. But anyway, waiting there to get into surgery, and Friday and Saturday were both days NPO, nothing to eat or drink. Couldn't get me into surgery because I had too many others that coming in on the carts. And anyway, finally on Sunday, they got me in to do the surgery. And he said, we can let it go or we can do the surgery. He said, if we let it go, you'll get arthritis in that hip and have a hard time with it all your life. And I've never had a problem with it at all after a couple years of recuperation. So finally, then after the surgery, it felt way better. I thought, wow, this is awesome, because the pain was gone, the sharp, sharp pain from, and so your hip, the pelvis is part of the hip and the socket, so it split down through the pelvis into the socket, and he had to screw that back together is what they did. They screwed that back together and made that joint tight again, and so I was able to, but through all that, workman's comp only pays about half of what you make ordinarily, and it takes a long time to get that coming. So we were going to church here at the time. Many of the church people donated to us at that time. God met all of our needs, and that wasn't the first time that I had problems and things happen in my life that caused us to be low in money. And so I'd learned that I could trust God. Not only did the church help us at that time, we had friends that just sent us checks. It was just really neat how God took care of our monetary needs at that time. The thing that I remember most about the church is there must have been 60 of you that came to the house one night. I think it was around Christmas time. And they caroled and brought cards, and it was just really neat to have the church, because I couldn't come to church at that time. We bought a bed downstairs, and I had to lay in that because I was no weight bearing. I couldn't put any weight on the leg, so or on my hip at all. So I was most of the time laying in bed. I had crutches to get to the restroom and stuff. And I can remember many days I would just get on my crutches and head out through the snow just to get out of the house for a little bit, because I just don't like to be tied down. I don't like to just lay around, and it was bothering me. So I'd just get on my crutches and go for a walk with the dog and come back and go back to bed. But anyway, through all that, God took care of our needs. He did everything that he said he would do, and I know that he'll do the same thing for you guys. He'll just be there for us when we need that. Let's also go to Acts chapter 17. Acts 17, and this is verses 24 through 28. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. He is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. So imagine that God loves us that much, that he determines where we live. He determines what body of Christ that we're with. He determined that we would be here together today, sharing in this time. That's part of God's plan. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of our own poets have said, we are His offspring. So we're His children. And you know that as parents, that's one of the things we look out for is our children. We take care of our children. So God's looking out for us. Some of the many promises from His Word. And the third thing that will help in realizing and comprehending that God is with us in every situation is our past experiences of coping successfully by depending on God. Past experiences have a lot to do with how we learn to cope with Him. And I was going to go back through Genesis and just show you through the scripture. So you all know that we're descendants of Abraham's, and I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to tell you where to go and look. If you'll go into Genesis, begin at chapter 12, just go through the life where Abram started, where God told him to go to a land I will show you, and he went. It starts with that, and then how they, in their old age, had Isaac. Abraham and Sarah had Isaac. And then him and Rebekah had Jacob, who became Israel. So look at chapters 12 through 32. I was just going to skim and show you some of the things off of that. I'm not going to take time for that this morning. But it just goes through the whole life of how the children of Israel got started and how they did. God promised Abraham that He would make him into a mighty nation, that he couldn't count his descendants. And if you think about the millions of people who went into captivity in Egypt and then came out descendants of Abraham, and then add all of us that were adopted into that, how many billion of us are there now of God's children? There's a bunch of us. So as we come to the end today, if any of you would like us to pray with you about some trouble in your life, we'd love to do that. If you have needs, come up. We'll pray with you. But just remember this week as you, something comes up in your life, it's a little difficult, a little problem, or a big one, that with God you can get through it. Just look at how as we come to know Him, as we get to rely on Him and to depend on Him, that He will take care of you. He will help you through any of your difficult situations, and everything will come out good in the end. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of need. And I don't know where that one is. He just gave that one to me. It's one that came to my mind as I was closing up here now. So, you got a song for us, Shane?